Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them the life of the world to come, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." It's a funny image, sheep. Usually we don't like being told that we are sheep. It's not usually a compliment. A bunch of clones mindlessly imitating one another, following one another this way and that. Dumb conformity. It's what those so-called freedom protesters were calling those of us who followed the medical advice and got vaccinated. Sheeple, they called us.
I got it.
But when Jesus calls us his sheep, it's different. Why? Because he's identifying himself as the good shepherd. Being the sheep of the good shepherd is instantly attractive. Why? Because the implied alternative is being the sheep of the bad shepherds. Whether we are mindless followers or mindful followers, we want to be followers of the good shepherd, not the bad shepherds. Here in Australia, we are just 2 weeks out from a federal election. So tempting to preach some kind of comparative analysis of the various competing bad shepherds. It would be easy for me, probably easy for you. We'd all enjoy it. We love focusing on the faults of the bad shepherds. We go through their Facebook profiles. We trawl through things they once said somewhere. We find the hypocrites, the unenlightened pasts, the trails of arrogance, of entitlement, of unrecognized privilege, of petty corruption. And we hold them up to ridicule. We gloat and we feel so good. We feel so good about being so good because nothing reassures us of our own goodness more surely than joining in with the exposing and castigating of others. The worse we can make them look, the better we appear. We need someone to measure ourselves against, and the nastier the chosen comparison point, the closer to perfection we will seem, at least in our own eyes. So politicians are perfect targets. But the feel-good path, the easy and tempting electoral season roast, is not the path that Jesus is calling us to take. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. There's nothing there about focusing our attention on the voices of the bad shepherds. Nothing about being fascinated by them or gaining endless enjoyment from studying them closely, closely enough to expose them, ridicule them, castigate them. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. If we are to hear that voice and learn to follow that voice, we'll have to give our attention to that voice, not to the others, even if it's more fun and goes down well with a democracy sausage. But this is not a call to ignore the politicians or turn off to the election campaign, to imagine yourself above politics. Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd in a place and time where that image meant the true king. It was an intensely political claim. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me, not Caesar. But there's no Messiah running in the current election. What are the sheep of the Good Shepherd to do? My sheep hear my voice. Whoever I might speak through, my sheep hear my voice. So listen carefully for the shepherdy voice. Don't be taken in by those who claim to speak for him. Many will come claiming to speak in his name. Don't fall for them. I remember last time around, there was a Baptist pastor running for the Senate. He was emailing me regularly, asking me to urge you all to vote for him. I read his policy statements. There was nothing that sounded like Jesus. More like old-fashioned colonialism, a hankering after the good old days of a strong empire and the unquestioned reign of European values. I emailed him a question. I thought it was a Jesus-y question. He wrote back and sidestepped the question and just urged me to urge you to vote for him so that there would be one of us in Parliament. But Parliament doesn't actually need more of us, at least not because they are us. Parliament does need those who hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow. But those who hear the voice and follow may not be those wearing the Good Shepherd lapel badges and the Good Shepherd bumper stickers and waving Good Shepherd flags. They may not even know where the voice came from. They just heard a voice that rang true, and they followed it. I wonder if it's possible to be a follower of Jesus without knowing it. It seems to follow. We're called to be people of the way, rather than just badge wearers or believers in an idea. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." He says, "I know them." He doesn't actually say they know about me. This is one of the problems with the proposals that our Baptist Union is discussing at the moment. They're putting up a statement of beliefs and saying that we are defined by our belief in those things. But from the very beginning of the Baptist movement, we've recognized that that's a failed project. The early Baptists saw the Catholics and the Lutherans killing one another over their statements of belief and concluded that that obviously wasn't something that helped people follow the Prince of Peace and love their enemies. They concluded that we would have to define ourselves by the way we do things, not by what we say. By our actual practice of listening to the shepherd's voice and following where it led. My sheep hear my voice and follow me. Sometimes we may not even recognize who the voice comes from. We just hear something that sounds true, life-giving, and we follow. Who hasn't had the experience of responding to a voice without knowing who it came from? To varying degrees, we all hear voices all the time. There are voices of conscience, voices of past memories, voices of vanity or self-doubt, self-loathing even. There are voices of fear or confidence, voices that question and criticize, voices that encourage and motivate. Some of them are so loud and clear that they are almost indistinguishable from the voices of other people. Some of them have been carefully manufactured and fed to us by vested interests through a calculating media targeting so that they will echo loudly within us. Others are so subtle that we're reluctant to even call them voices, hunches, instincts. Gut feelings, inner promptings. When the prophet Elijah stood on the mountain and waited for the voice of the Lord, there were lots of big, loud voices, an earthquake, a cyclone, a bushfire. But the voice of the Good Shepherd was not in the big, loud voices. The voice of the Good Shepherd came to him in the whispering sound of sheer silence. And he covered his face and fell to his knees. To varying degrees, we all hear voices all the time. Some we dismiss, some we ignore, some we barely notice, some we strain our ears to hear in the whispering sound of sheer silence. Some make our hearts leap, some ring true, some challenge and inspire. Some we choose to follow, perhaps without even being sure why. It just seems right. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. In the multitude of voices, how do we know which is the voice of the Good Shepherd, the voice of the risen one? The truth is that we can seldom know for sure. But it is something worth practicing. We're better at it together. When we discuss what we're hearing or feeling and listen to one another, we're more likely to get it right. Where two or three gather in my name, there am I in your midst, says the risen one, the good shepherd. But even left alone, we can learn from experience and get better at recognizing that voice. The voice that sparks hope within you. The voices that open your heart and fill you with compassion for those you previously regarded with suspicion. The voices that spark gratitude and inspire you to open your hands and share the gifts you have received. The voices that urge you to tear down the walls of hostility and resist the rush to blame and condemn, to build bridges of grace and peace. The voices that encourage you to be merciful to others and to yourself, to know yourself and others beloved, liberated, and invited together into the life and love of the age to come. These are the voices that are likely to be breathed into our hearts and minds by the Good Shepherd, the Risen One. And as we become more experienced at responding to that voice and see good fruit result, we learn to trust our judgment and recognize it more readily and confidently. We also get more practiced at recognizing the other voices, the subtly poisonous voices, the voices that diminish us or others, the voices that sow seeds of suspicion and division, the voices that dehumanize others and condemn them to hell, the voices that make us fearful and tight-fisted, the voices that tell us that everything good, everything that matters is under threat and it's someone else's fault. The voices that make us feel hopeless, defeated, useless, dissatisfied. The demonic voices. There are those who identify with the Christian brand name, who wear the t-shirts and bumper stickers proclaiming their allegiance to the Good Shepherd, who nevertheless appear to have become mouthpieces for the voices of fear, suspicion, and condemnation. And there are those who don't wear the name and perhaps identify with other beliefs who nevertheless appear in word and action to be responding to voices that lead into the wide open spaces of love and life and grace. If you see those kind of people on your ballot paper, vote for them. If you meet such people working for common causes, partner with them. If you hear such people speaking words of grace and truth, listen to them and give thanks to them and to the Good Shepherd who is giving us life, whether we know it or not, the life of the age to come, the life that is nourished here at this table and wherever the life-giving voice is being heard. To those who hear his voice and follow where it leads, they will embrace the life of the world to come. They are known by the shepherd. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them from the safe and gracious hands of the risen one, the good shepherd.